If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name is glorified. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you more. We ask that we may be aware of the transformation that you seek to do in us, so that we may be more humble before you and allow you to transform us to be the people you call us to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today's first reading comes to us from the book of Ezekiel. And I want you to notice something. I'm going to tell you a little story that kind of highlights that. And by the way, I have to remember something I told you I would discuss yesterday. But first of all, a little story coming from my Navy time. So in the Navy, boot camp is, in all the military services, is about breaking you down and building you up. So breaking you down as an individual person coming from wherever and building you up as a sailor and someone in service to the military, and actually in service to the people of the United States. That's the way it works. So there comes a point where, you know, in your boot camp, you're just like, all right, recruit, recruit. That's what they call you, recruit, recruit. And they call you recruit all the time, making it clear you're just some recruit. And the fascinating experience of being in boot camp is you get a feeling that you did something wrong. And like I used to say, the only thing I did was sign a piece of paper. And there you go. And it's, you have to put up with this for 8 weeks. The other thing I say all the time when someone, you know, someone will hand you something and say, oh, just sign it. I say, the last time I did that, I ended up in the Navy for 6 years. So I love to do that story. But anyway, but there comes a point in your boot camp where all of a sudden, and without any kind of an announcement, all of a sudden they stop calling you recruit and they call you sailor. And that's when you realize you're now being built into a sailor, and your boot camp does change very much. Well, we see that same kind of idea today as part of the way Ezekiel works. Ezekiel is going out and he's telling the people prior to the exile, he's telling the people that the trouble is coming because they have turned away from the Lord. And remember, when we're talking about Ezekiel telling people they've turned away from the Lord, it's not all of a sudden they're not wearing the right clothes, or they're chewing gum, or they're saying bad words. I mean, these are people who got involved in human sacrifice of their own children and all the things that went with it when they embraced the pagan time, the pagan cultures around them. So you have to understand this. They were walking down the wrong path. And don't forget, there is that passage where Ezekiel sees through God showing him how the priests in Israel are in doing their liturgy, worshiping God, and then going back to a hidden room in the temple and worshiping a false god. And he says, God says to Ezekiel, it's like they think I don't know this. So it's an interesting experience and an interesting teaching. Well, now what we look at today is the story of the water that's flowing into the temple and Ezekiel measuring the temple as the water flows up. Well, we have to see that within context. What is he learning? He's learning that the new Israel is coming. Now, why is water so significant? Desert community. Water is life. Without water, there's no life. So now you see this immense amount of water, which to them would be a great blessing, immense amount of water in this vision Ezekiel has, where what is the Lord seeing? Water is life. We see the same concept, by the way, in the book of Revelation. Similar. So we understand that's there, that water. And So we look at that as now Ezekiel is giving the people the hope they need to hear. Now that disasters happen, some of them have been killed, some of them have been permanently maimed, and some of them are just now slaves in Babylon, and they're brought into Babylon. They now become subjects of King Nebuchadnezzar, and they suffer there. Why? Because they turned away from the Lord very powerfully, and the Lord is castigating that generation, waiting for the next generation where he will rebuild. And this is Ezekiel giving the next generation that hope. The Lord is going to build the new Israel. Why is this read this week? Because we're in a transformational period, just like in boot camp. Now we've gone through the first part of Lent, and now we're focused on the second part of Lent, which is understanding that we're drawing closer to the resurrection of the Lord. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish, Malston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform, and ST for StAnthonyAlston.org. StAnthonyAlston.org. We'll be right back right after this. So what we want to talk to you about is the importance of praying for our program. We're, especially during Lent, we're asking you to pray for the Lord will show us the direction he wants to take the program. We believe in the power of prayer, and we kindly ask for your support in praying for the success of our program and where the Lord is leading us and where he wants us to go. Your prayers are our foundation. Now, if you feel you'd like to make a monetary donation, which would be greatly appreciated by the parish, which supports this program, then please consider doing one. You can do it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can do it over at ST for StAnthonyAlston.org. And you can also mail it, if you want, to 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Together, let's build a stronger community through faith and prayer. And thank you, and may your prayers be answered. We're back. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was something that happened on Twitter. Now, first of all, I'm going to use some information that some people who aren't familiar with the Catholic Church may not understand. But anyway, he's a priest affiliated with one of the more traditional orders of priests in the church, and that really doesn't necessarily change anything. But he calls people to read a good catechism and learn it. Okay. All right. And I usually, when I teach the faith, I use the UCAT as a basic and then build it from there. And so he also says something that I absolutely disagree with. He said this period of church history should have taught everyone not to rely on anyone to explain your faith to you. Well, that doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. If you believe that, then you'd never go to church. And there are a lot of people that believe that in all of Christianity and never go to church and say, I can worship God outside on my own, worshiping the trees, because that's where that'll lead you. But in any case, what I respond to that is a good catechism is a start, but one needs to read good spiritual reading after one understands the basics. I learned so much from good spiritual reading, as you know, from my experience here in speaking to you. For example, How to Converse with God by St. Alphonsus Liguori, The Way of Perfection by St. Teresa of Avila, etc. And the only reason why it stops there is because it's what formerly known as Twitter. It's X, and there's only so many letters you can use, because I could make a list forever. And that's important. It's important to know your faith, but it's also important to have good sources of spiritual reading, which I've talked about all through Lent right here. And that's important throughout the year. You know, I was looking at my Kindle app, and when I open it up, it tells me how much I've been reading. And, you know, I pretty much read every day, not necessarily just in Kindle, but I do read every day. So I will open my app usually in my spiritual reading period, but in any case, I may do spiritual reading from another source. Here's the reason why I say that. It says that I have been using that app, and it really means for as long as I've been using the app, not as long as I've been reading, for 292 weeks. Well, let me see. How long is 292 weeks? 52 every year. So that's 52, 104, 208. So we're talking 5 years every week, and usually many times a week, I'm using that app for reading, and most often it is spiritual reading. So consider that. That's an important aspect. Most often it is spiritual reading. And so understanding this importance of this spiritual reading, we can say, yes, it's important to know your faith from a catechism, a good catechism, and I recommend the catechism of the Council of Vatican II, the Vatican II Council, but it's huge. A UCAT is a good basic one. I would stay away from anything that focuses only on the Council of Trent unless that is your purpose. I have read the Catechism of the Council of Trent. It's wonderful, but you also want to read the Council of the Vatican II because those two complement each other. People don't realize that. People will say, well, I'm only going to read the Council of Trent. Well, then it's like, well, I'm only going to read a science textbook from the 16th century. There's a lot that's developed since then and deepened our faith. Teachings don't change, they deepen. So if you do that, you're going to be stuck in the 16th century. I'm sorry. But it's important to read because those teachings are important, just as reading Aristotle is important, but also read it in combination with a modern day catechism. I'd stay away from the Baltimore Catechism. If you know me, you know I don't like it. Stay away from that. Maybe the UCAT Catechism and others. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. We'll talk tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.